Exodus 40:11-15. And you shall anoint the laver and its base, and sanctify it. And you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and wash them with water. And you shall put the holy garments upon Aaron, and you shall anoint him and sanctify him, that he may serve me as a priest. You shall also bring his sons, and put tunics upon them. And you shall anoint them, as you have anointed their father, that they may serve me as priests. And their anointing shall be to them for an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations.
After the revelation of the tabernacle and the priesthood, we have the description of the compound ointment. This indicates that the ointment is for God's dwelling place and for the priesthood. If we do not care for God's building and His priesthood, we cannot experience the compound spirit. Because of the lack of the building up of the spiritual house, Christians throughout the centuries have not been able to see the matter of the compound spirit. Furthermore, there has been a lack of the priesthood. The ointment was not merely for the anointing of individual priests. According to Exodus, Aaron and his sons were to be anointed. This indicates that the anointing was for the priesthood, for a body of priests. In the New Testament, two different Greek words are translated priesthood. One of these words means the priestly office. The other means a body or group of priests. In Exodus, we have not only the office of a priest, we also have the corporate body of priests, the priesthood. If we will have the anointing of the compound spirit, we must have God's dwelling place and a corporate priesthood.